Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, always delivering the biggest and best in sports right here at YSR. And of course, tonight's program, we have had a ton of NFL talk, but right now we're getting ready to shift gears because it is wonderful to have back with us from Basketball Insider, Steve Kyler. Of course, the NBA season, it is just around the corner, but for Stephen Kyler, it's always 365. He keeps us in the loop with the very latest in the NBA at Basketball Insiders. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Steve.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Obviously, this is a very big weekend in college football, but we definitely wanted to carve out some time. We wanted to talk some NBA. The month of September is here, and it's time to get our listeners prepped for the upcoming season. And I have to tell you, I mean, this week I was on your guys' website, and I had a chance to check out your recent post on Anthony Davis. I really enjoyed that, and he obviously has emerged as the NBA's newest superstar. What has been his focus in the summer of 2015?
Well, really, I think kind of two things is, one, getting bigger. You know, Anthony, when he came into the league, was, you know, kind of a young guy, kind of a little skinny, and over the last few years, he's really started to add some weight and figure out how to play with that weight. He's added about 10, 15 more pounds to his frame, mostly in the upper body, and you know, he talks about it. He plays in the Western Conference. He's got a bang with guys like Dwight Howard, so he wants to be prepared for that. But he's also been, you know, working on his conditioning and, more importantly, his jump shot. You know, he has been somebody who can make, you know, the deep ball all the way out to the three-point line. But, you know, new head coach Alvin Gentry has kind of said that he wants to see more of Anthony Davis's offense and put him in situations where teams have to respect him. And when you think about Ryan Anderson arguably being in some of the best shape of his life, and being a deadly three-point shooter, if Anthony Davis can step out on the other side and hit the long ball, now all kinds of things open up for those guards and Jrue Holiday and Tariq Evans, where they're going to be able to cut and find driving lanes. So, you know, really one of the things I think you're going to see out of Anthony Davis this year is a lot more offense and a lot more dynamic play, because and Alvin Gentry said they want to get up and down and create more offensive possessions for him.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Alvin Gentry, an offensive-minded coach. And I was going to ask you, you know, what areas are they challenging Anthony Davis with? In your mind, is this the right coach for Anthony to take his game to that next level?
Well, I think it's more than just Anthony. I think when you look at how many guys they have that are truly gifted offensive players, think about Eric Gordon. This is a guy who could score 50 if you'd let him. Tariq Evans the same way. And, you know, one of the downsides to how the Pelicans played last year was really more defensive controlled possessions. You saw a lot of, you know, games in the 90s where this is a team that should be like Golden State, where the scores are up over 100 because you've got all of these guys that can score. And, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes when you play kind of controlled tempo, if one guy is having an off night, there goes your game. When you're playing more up-tempo, it gets more looks for everybody. And, you know, you hate to say it this way, but it's true, is, you know, we're an offensive-oriented game, mm-hmm. and players really get their energy on the offensive side. And if you let me eat on the offensive side, I'm probably going to give you a little bit more on the defensive side. And I think that's one of the mindsets that Alvin Gentry brings to the table, is create more offensive possessions for everyone. You'll probably get more energy on defense as well.
Okay, Basketball Insider Steve Kyler is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Steve, reach out to our audience. Where can they hear from you?
Oh, always on Twitter, at Steve Kyler NBA, and always online at BasketballInsiders.com.
Okay, so when we talk about the Pelicans, Steve, how close are they for making a deep run and competing for a title?
You know, I do think that they're one of those teams that you have to watch, and for a couple of reasons. Is if you think about, you know, Jrue Holiday has been banged up since he arrived in New Orleans. Eric Gordon has had his number of injury issues. Tariq Evans had injury issues. Ryan Anderson ended up having a neck surgery. You know, they've been as snake bit as anybody in the NBA from an injury point of view, and we're still good enough to get into the postseason last year. This is a team that, if they're healthy, they've got all the talent. They could be one of those teams, especially if Anthony Davis takes the next step. And, you know, Alyssa, there's a stat that has kind of emerged. It's called PER, player efficiency rating. And mm-hmm. the idea behind it is to kind of put a formula and boil everybody down to just one single number. And the best PER ever recorded is a 32, and that was Wilt Chamberlain. For most of the season last year, Anthony Davis was at 34, you know, high 33.
Wow.
He was posting one of the best statistical seasons we've seen in the NBA. So there's another gear to him. As you mentioned when we came into this, talk about the league's next big superstar. He could be the superstar next year, especially if he's got a better supporting cast, one that's healthy. And we saw how it worked for Steph Curry. He had an MVP season. His guys stepped up around him. They played with depth. And next thing you know, the Golden State Warriors win 60-plus games in an NBA championship. It could happen exactly that way for New Orleans. They have all of the pieces.
Okay, Anthony Davis, of course, in 2014, averaged 24 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks per game. And obviously, you know, Steve, he is on track to accomplish big things in the NBA. What does the future hold for him? I mean, gosh, that's a big-time comparison when you talk about Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, you know, you talk about a guy that still, just signed his first big contract extension that'll kick in next year.
How much?
Still a baby in this league. He's going to probably end up being about $125 million. We won't know
the
exact number until the salary cap gets set next year because, you know, his deal is based on a percentage of next year's salary cap. But, you know, probably the largest extension ever because of where the salary cap's going. And, you know, you talk about a guy that the first thing he wanted to do was commit to New Orleans, and he continues to say it, that, you know, this is where he wants to be. This is home. He wants to build a championship. And you look at all of the championship teams that have come, you know, they all start with a game-changing superstar. And he is absolutely that, a multi-time All-Star already, was in the MVP discussion last year, should be in the MVP discussion this year. And like I said, if he can bring a little more offense to his game, talk about 25 points a game, he could be a 30-10 guy. And probably the last one of those we've seen was Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, we talk about Anthony Davis, the New Orleans Pelicans, but what kind of depth do they have on their roster?
They've got a lot of guys, and this is kind of what's been going on there is, you know, picking up those complementary players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have, you know, a Jamal Crawford-type sixth man sitting on the bench, but they've got a lot of interchangeability, and you saw it last year when Drew Holiday goes down, Tariq Evans can play that point guard position. He's a very versatile player. You can play, you know, Eric Gordon off the ball, and he can be a primary kind of guy. So they've got a lot of interchangeability there. And just a couple of kind of, you know, it gets overlooked. Omer Asik comes back for them. You know, arguably one of the best offensive rebounders we've seen, and really can clog. And that way you don't have to play Anthony Davis all of his minutes at the five and take that abuse. You can, you know, force teams to kind of play him a little further away from the basket where his speed and his mobility allow them to get easier points or easier looks, or more importantly, those transition plays that he's so good at in terms of just dunking all over everybody. So they've got a lot to work with, but, you know, the strength of New Orleans is going to be their first five, and can their first five stay healthy? Their next five aren't nearly as important as they are with some other teams because so much of who they can be is in those first five guys.
The NBA conversation continues with Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders right after this quick timeout.